ओके थैंक यू रुचि, थैंक यू फॉर बीइंग अ पार्ट ऑफ भारत ट्रेलब्लेजर्स.
थैंक यू प्रशांत फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी.
तो आप ये बताइए कि बचपन कहाँ गुजरा आपका?
आई हैव अ वेरी लॉन्ग एंड फनी स्टोरी. बॉर्न एंड ब्रॉट अप इन कलकत्ता. मेरी स्कूलिंग वहाँ से हुई. इन अर्ली एज यू नो माय डैड पास्ड अवे. तो हमारे नाना जी आगरा बेस्ड है, तो उन्होंने हमको फिर वहाँ इन्वाइट कर लिया. नॉट मैनी फैमिली ऑन द फादर साइड, सो इट वॉज अ सी चेंज. इट्स 17 ईयर्स आई मूव टू आगरा. काफ़ी डिफरेंट
17 साल फ्रॉम बीइंग इन कलकत्ता टू.
एंड आई वाज लाइक एट यू नो स्कूल कॉलेज एवरीथिंग ऑल मैप्ड आउट फॉर कलकत्ता. बट देन आई मूव टू आगरा एंड दैट्स लाइक यूपी. डिफरेंट हिंदी भी अलग थी.
राइट.
मैं मारवाड़ी हिंदी से वो यूपी लैंग्वेज में आया. सब बोलते थे ये हिंदी अजीब सी क्यों है तुम्हारी. इट अ लॉन्ग स्टोरी. यू नो वहाँ जाके मुझे रियलाइज़ हुआ कि लोग अगर लाइफ में आगे बढ़ना है एजुकेशन इज़ इम्पॉर्टेंट.
राइट.
बट एक डेढ़ साल में वो रियलाइजेशन होने लगी कि यू नो इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू मेक समथिंग यू हैव टू डू समथिंग ऑफ योर ओन.
राइट.
वो ओन मीन्स फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल गेटिंग द राइट इन्ग्रीडियंट्स इज एजुकेशन. क्योंकि एजुकेशन नहीं तो आप क्या कर सकते हो.
राइट.
तो वो CA में सडनली होता है ना कि रैंक आने लगी. जो सब शायद 40-50% के लिए रो रहे थे, यहाँ सडनली रैंक आने लगी. एंड देट वॉज जस्ट समथिंग जस्ट क्लिक. बिल्कुल पढ़ाई पे लग के कि भाई किसी तरह CA निकालना है. एंड ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड ऑफ आगरा वॉज देयर ओनली अ फ्यू CAs मेड एवरी ईयर. सिस्टम वॉज इन दैट ग्रेट. देयर वॉज नो इंटरनेट ऑफ कोर्स. एंड फर्स्ट अटैम्प्ट निकालना वॉज लाइक वेरी रेयर. सो मेरा था कि फर्स्ट अटैम्प्ट में तो करना है. एंड कैन आई गेट अ रैंक, शुड आई ट्राई फॉर अ रैंक.
Then how did you get into your entrepreneurial journey? So how what happened after doing an MBA from Cornell? I mean that's phenomenal. Then I'm sure you must be flooded with jobs.
Yes, I wish that was true, but it was incredibly tough time because this coincided with the you know the recession that hit US in 2007-8-9 time frame. So jobs were not a plenty, but again I got lucky. My technical skill set came to the rescue. I managed to make it into investment banking. I think there was only one motive in life at that point, which was to make money. And as you scale up in, you know, in the hierarchy, you start thinking, where am I headed? Where it's a long term,
right?
Right. So, and that's at that point, that opportunity brought me closer to Agra and Delhi, and therefore, maine kaha ki karte hain. My wife was also very supportive, and obviously, she wanted a social life. So we shifted to Mumbai. Then when I came to Mumbai, na, it's just suddenly kind of a different world altogether.
Right.
It was not...
You came to India's New York. Huh?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. And it was very different than the early, mid-2000s when I had left India in that respect. So India had transformed quite a bit. I started meeting with, you know, as an investment banker, you have to generate business. So I started going and meeting with clients. And I realized the top guy, the Tatas of the world are covered by my bosses.
Right.
And the credibility that I can bring to the table is very less anyway.
Right.
Because they have been the relationship manager for a while. So I have to go a little bit deeper into the Indian ecosystem.
Right.
And since I was on the West Coast, very close to Palo Alto, San Jose.
So you meet with startups all the time.
Mujhe wohi laga, startup pagadte hain India mein. And you know, fortunately, timing just worked out. Modi government was coming in. Startups were just beginning and flourishing. Paytm, the Flipkarts were just beginning to scale up massively.
12, 13, right.
Precisely. Yeah. So I came in 2015. I had made up my mind, yaar, ki jab inse main milta tha, to mujhe aisa lagta tha, shayad mujhe bhi, I should give it a shot. Right? I should give it a shot, and if I don't do it now, I can never do it. Now, financial stability was already there, so that was something that I had checked the box on.
Right.
So, mujhe laga, yaar, theek hai, what's the worst, 2 saal, kuch nahi hoga, I will always come back to the job world. And then suddenly, kind of, you know, talking to people, I realized maybe I need to just partner with a few people who bring various skill sets.
Right.
So, instead of trying to do something of my own and taking that enormous risk, why not mitigate it by taking some
co-founders.
Yes. So, I met Vikram Mehul and Gajendra. Our co-founders at Cast24, and I love what they were doing. Vikram and Mehul were coming out of an earlier startup, so I felt इन्होंने क्या नहीं करना चाहिए.
Was this the first time you met your co-founders, or you knew them?
No, I didn't know them. Yeah, I first met, so you know, through common acquaintances. My brother knows them, so इसी तरह उनके circle में आया. And I met them, you know, first time तो suit time में ही आया था मैं भी. And I met Vikram, he was in shorts. देखो ये क्या हो रहा है. बट यू नो we discussed how they think about things, and kind of for some reason, no, personality wise, I just clicked.
Right.
It was a lot of it, this is at that point, you know, subjective, right? There's no, like, I didn't really have a checklist ki founder mein hona chahiye. I was like, I gel with these guys.
Right.
Idea started making sense later on. Initially, to utna flushed out bhi nahi tha. But, you know, I said, leap of faith lete hain.
Right.
Like, if you think about India, and perhaps even globally, we are all at a stage where we started having cars, right? But, you know, there is such a huge used car market. Every time a gaadi ek bik jaati hai, so it becomes a used car, essentially.
Right, right.
And what is the disruption people have bought about in that industry for the last few decades? Nothing, really. And that's when it kind of said, haan, chalo, karte hain. Phir, I had a Toyota Altis at that point. You know, Vikram said, ja ke tu bech ke dekh ek baar. Right?
In the normal market, without any tech enablement, nothing.
Correct, nothing, right? So, 2015, tab to hum the hi nahi, right? So, I was in Mumbai, I went to a showroom, a big dealer. And the experience left me underwhelmed.
Right.
And that's when you realize, yes, the process is definitely broken.
Right.
Right. Similarly, when you're trying to buy a used car,
then also
the process felt very broken in India. And the huge overhang was that classified approach where it's a lead sharing mechanism.
Absolutely.
Kisi maine website pe dala, kisi wahan pe mera number kisi ko share ho gaya, wo mujhe random calls kar raha hai, and it just felt ki there has to be a better way to do it.
Right.
So once that industry was decided, I think all of us basically went to different markets to really understand how does it work in reality.
Right.
Pehle current problems to samjhe, phir hi to solution banayenge, otherwise wo bookish solution ho jata hai.
Right.
Ki board pe banaya hai, but wo execute nahi ho payega. So we spent a lot of time, you know, studying how does it work really in the market. So imagine you will want to sell a car, pricing ka kuch pata nahi hai, because there's no barometer or benchmark to say this car should be this price.
Right.
Market mein aap jaate ho, there are used car dealers in every nook and cranny of India, and you kind of, they evaluate the condition of the car, and then they put a price.
That's
right. Price aya kaise? There is no scientific determination of that, right? There is no algorithm in his mind. हमको समझ आया यार, वो पिछली गाड़ी देखता है कि 15 दिन पहले डिजायर बिकी है, ये गाड़ी थोड़े से 19 या 20 है, let me just plus or minus an amount and say. Finally, he reads you and tries to negotiate.
Right.
Which is where that perception of unscrupulousness comes in. It doesn't matter whether he's actually being truthful or not. You just feel that he's not being.
Yeah.
And so we felt maybe this is the way to do it. So initially hypothesis was कि गाड़ी हम ही खरीद लेते हैं, हमको भी वही चैलेंज है, हम किस प्राइस पे खरीदे, और अनफॉर्चुनेटली ये 200 या 500 वाली चीज तो थी नहीं, दिस वॉज लाइक लैक्स, सो कैपिटल भी नहीं था इतना, तो वी सेड वी हैव टू फाइंड अ बेटर सोल्यूशन. सो हमने फिर वो सेलर्स के जब सर्वे किए, हम मिले, खुद जाके पेट्रोल पंप पे बैठते थे, तो आप गाड़ी कैसे बेचोगे वो सब हमने मैथ किया, तब समझ में आया कि लोग sellers are looking to just sell the car at a good price. They want a good price. They don't know what a good price is. They want convenience ki bhi paise mujhe turant de do, and then mera RC transfer timely ho jana chahiye.
Right.
Similarly, when we met with dealers, they said, look, we are trying to be very truthful, but there's a perception we are unscrupulous people. So therefore, what happens is every 100 people that walk in, only a handful actually sell to us. Baki sab wo lead gen hoke reh jata hai. So they're always short supply. Unko supply hi nahi mil rahi hai gaadiyon ki. तो हमने कहा फिर शायद यही मॉडल है. हमने शुरुआत की कि लेट्स इंस्पेक्ट द कंडीशन ऑफ अ कार, टेक द डिटेल्स, हाइड द कॉन्फिडेंशियल इन्फॉर्मेशन एंड व्हाट्सएप टू डीलर्स, देखते हैं क्या होता है. जब व्हाट्सएप करे ना, लिटरली 5 मिनट में डीलर हमको रिस्पॉन्स देते, सर कहाँ पे आऊं गाड़ी देखने. या वी स्टार्टेड विद व्हाट्सएप, सिंपल 2015 में व्हाट्सएप से स्टार्ट किया. वेटेड फॉर अ फ्यू मंथ्स टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ इट वर्क्स, एंड बट इंस्टेंटली डीलर प्राइस देते थे. वी रियलाइज कि अगर हम 5 डीलर को दे तो मार्केट प्राइस डिस्कवरी हो रही है. जब हम 10 डीलर को दे रहे हैं तो और डिस्कवरी हो रही है. सो दैट इज हाउ द मॉडल केम इन टू बीइंग. वी क्रिएटेड अ प्रोप्राइटरी इंस्पेक्शन ऐप सो दैट द इंस्पेक्शन गेट स्टैंडर्डाइज. द चैलेंज वॉज, लुक, वी आर डीलिंग विद ऑल मेक मॉडल वेरियंट्स, नॉट जस्ट अ टोयोटा कार और अ मारुति कार, इट्स ऑल कार. सो उसके लिए वी हैड टू स्टैंडर्डाइज सम थिंग्स. सिमिलरली देन वी क्रिएटेड एन ऑक्शन ऐप वेयर द कंडीशंस ऑफ द कार गेट्स लिस्टेड. And then the other end, dealers once onboarded, they can look at those cards and actually make a formal bid.
Right.
And so we hit upon a wonderful idea because in a way car was pre-sold.
Right.
कि dealer ने तो bid दे दिया आपने को.
हाँ.
तो उसके comfort पे we used to just
go and buy the
car, give the पैसा to the customer right away. And once the car is in our possession, we wait for the dealer to pay us the money and take the car.
Right.
So this is how the business model scaled for us over the next several years. I think there were a lot of challenges, if you will.
So isme how much financing did you start with, and when was the first time you got a VC round?
So we did a seed round in 2015. Mostly people that Vikram Mehul knew from their previous startup. Well wishers, if you will.
Right.
वहाँ से start किया, and then our institutional round began with like Series A in 2016 onwards, because then their proof of concept and the product market fit was established. So जब तक हमारा app है बन गया, and we could show the walk the journey through. In fact, I remember, we had some of our investors fly down from different parts of the world, came to Delhi, and we took them to how dealers are auctioning cars in Delhi.
Right.
And the experience left all of them was like awestruck. ये तो बहुत बड़ी opportunity है if you organize this whole section. So that's the India.
And how much was
study.
Your Series A?
We raised 1.4. So Series A was $10 million.
$10 million.
Yeah, yeah. We raised $10 million in 2016, end of 2015 itself. Yeah.
Was it tough at that time to raise $10 million? I mean, what did the VC? I mean, apart from actually experiencing the ground reality, what else did they look at? आप इन्वेस्टमेंट बैंकर ही रहे हो, तो you would have been able to.
Yeah, I know. Of course, I think if in hindsight, I'll tell you, we created all those decks and the business models. But my fundamental realization, or in hindsight, is a lot of that had to do with the credibility. Of course, the idea mattered, the TAM mattered, the problem statement that we're trying to solve mattered. But are we the right people to back?
Right.
From that lens, credibility came, to the rescue.
Richard, with all the entrepreneurs now in India is back on the startup journey, right?
Yeah.
Now, when they are going for their fundraise, Series A, Series B or seed, what is it that they should really be mindful of?
I think fundamentally, hamesha ek answer to mujhe aisa lagta hai ki what is the problem you're trying to solve? A lot of people that I interact with, they have a solution, but they don't know what the right problem is. They think that this solution will work to solving a problem, but not necessarily.
Right.
So we have also discovered, that you have to crystallize the problem very clearly. Once you've crystallized the problem, then you see what's the solution that makes sense, which is where I feel a lot of folks get tripped, right? Because cause and effect mein confusion ho jata hai. We were very clear from day one that, what is the problem you're trying to solve, and then the solution is that product market fit. Sometimes it takes time.
और आपके हिसाब से जो जितने आपने अभी तक कितने राउंड करे हैं, सीरीज ई एफ
जी
तक कर लिया, सो व्हिच हैज बीन द टफेस्ट राउंड फॉर यू एंड व्हाई?
आई थिंक आवर टफेस्ट राउंड वाज 2021 राउंड व्हिच वाज सीरीज एफ. सी आई थिंक इट वाज जस्ट द टाइमिंग ऑफ इट, बिकॉज वी ओवर द इयर्स वी हैव हैड मल्टीपल मैक्रो शॉक्स, इफ यू विल. वी कांट ब्लेम इट टू एनीवन एक्सेप्ट दैट द इंडस्ट्री वी चोज. So in 2016, demonetization came in, which shook India.
Right.
Everyone was affected, but more so for us because hum karte the kaam used car dealer ke saath. Pura
uska sara cash khatam ho gaya.
Gaadi wo khareedte the, ek 3 lakh ki gaadi to 3 lakh mein cash milta tha. At a point in time, we used to carry like 1 crore cash every day and deposit in bank.
Right.
So dekhi yaar, dar lagta tha, itna security lagana padta tha. So it was a good and bad. And we took a very massive conscious call that no, even when the money was back in the system, liquidity was back, then 2000 ke note aa gaye the, tab bhi humne bola hum online hi karenge. And that killed our business. So we basically started from scratch again, but with the learnings from the last 2 years, but we survived.
Right.
Similarly, when GST rolled in, used car got clubbed with like a car as a category, vehicle as a category.
Right.
So the rules were very onerous. You pay more in tax than the margins you make.
Right.
So making the business unviable.
Yeah.
But the government listened and sort of.
Now it's not.
Yes,
no,
they solved
GST.
It in 2017.
Yeah, that's right.
Then IL&FS crisis hit, where financing for used car as a category became very, financial institutions became risk averse, which affected the used car industry or auto industry adversely. And then finally, Corona happened. So in Corona, we were at that point at a pivotal stage where we had branched out into multiple business lines.
Yeah.
And so leading up to 2021, we were coming out of that first wave. And so we make some strategic calls in 21, early 21, and then the Delta hit.
Right.
And at that point, those bets were like all in, you know, to scale the company.
Yeah.
We've already invested, and the round got delayed because of...
These were your international Delta. Ventures, geographical expansion?
International, even in India, we diversified into multiple categories.
Right.
Corona gave everyone a lot of pause to think. So when we started charting up next year's strategy, we kind of, you know, entered into several ventures to just increase our scale and the breadth of offerings that we have to address customer experience.
So 2021 was your toughest. Tough year, yeah. How much did you raise in 2021?
We ended up raising, a $300 million round in September of 21. Yeah.
Okay. In spite of the entire Corona impact.
Yeah. That should have happened a few months before, but because of the Delta wave, it got pushed by a few quarters or a few months, I should say.
So any moment that you've had with when your customer has come and said that he's had a wow experience with you? I mean, anything that comes to your mind?
I think in general, I get, it's a very tough category. Customer experience is very hard because a lot of those has to be with the RC transfer, the documentation, which unfortunately relies a lot on government mechanisms versus us. So every time someone gives me,
किसी ने बोला मेरे को शादी के लिए अपनी गाड़ी बेचनी है, नई गाड़ी खरीदनी है, immediately मुझे ये सब करना है।
हाँ, ऐसे तो बहुत stories हैं, right? There have been instances where sort of people have sold a car and then they have sort of come back to us that in hindsight they made a bad call, they just couldn't let go of the car, right? They took a spur of the moment decision, but हमने गाड़ियाँ वापस भी की हैं इस चक्कर में कि लोग आते हैं कि नहीं यार मेरे dad उनको है कि ये और मुझे यही गाड़ी चाहिए मुझे कुछ और साल सो बेटे आए हैं कि वापस लेके जाओ राइट सो देयर इज लॉट्स ऑफ गुड स्टोरीज बट एवरी टाइम समवन कम्स अप एंड सेज लुक आई हैव एन एक्सपीरियंस टू शेयर माय हार्ट लीव्स की है अच्छा या बुरा है
राइट
वी आर ट्राइंग टू सॉल्व फॉर द बुरा वंस मोर अच्छे से अच्छी फीलिंग आती है बट
अरे यार और इंप्रूव कैसे करें
व्हाट टू इंप्रूव वो कांस्टेंटली माइंड में चलता
है how has your journey been in terms of cars 24 you know from growth one car to how many you're doing right now employee numbers
so we sort of bought and sold 18 cars in the first month of our inception today a month on month comparison 8 years down the line we are buying close to 17,000 cars a month
17,000.
Yeah, so almost
1,000 tons. Yeah, that's phenomenal.
From my headcount, initially we had all these small skeletal teams, of course, very passionate people who were willing to take that leap of faith. Incredibly hard to build a good team in the beginning, but today we are sort of close to 7,000 people strong.
7,000 people?
Yeah, and we have multiple business lines and multiple geographies that we operate in. It all feels surreal in hindsight.
Yeah. But at any point in time, did you say that I don't want to do this and we want to do something different?
Many times. Like, when demon was there, it was like, resume polish karein kya? Is it time for us to go back?
Right.
But yeah, many times that feeling comes. But we, that beauty of having the four of us and our extended leadership team is that we all talk to each other. We're very transparent. And so it sort of keeps giving us that motivation to keep doing one milestone at a time. We never really thought ki ye hamara ye hai ki humko $1 billion banna hai, humko $10 billion banna hai, aisa kuch bhi nahi hai.
Haan, wo apne aap ho jata hai.
Wo I think we just keep solving the problem.
Haan.
Wo problem itni badi hai you start ye problem ki humko lagta hai abhi bhi we have scratched the surface.
Right.
So we keep sort of scratching it and as we get humko lagta hai wow, ye bhi ek area hai.
Haan.
Right, so for example, 8-year-old car, where do you want to get it serviced?
Right.
It's very hard. There's no organized players out there. Can we solve it?
Right.
It's related to used cars. Similarly, used car mein, when buyers are buying car, financing is not easily available.
So can you provide financing?
Can I provide financing?
Right. What are your 3-4 top things that you've done in order to build this organization, keep people motivated?
So I think this standard ones are, we have to work with ownership, think long term. We have to be frugal because ours is a very tight, trading model. So
right.
There's not a lot of margin to throw around, right? So we have to be frugal. I think we have spent a lot of time investing in employees and our partners, which is channel partners. I think beyond that, where we have started thinking is in the last few years, I think since the very beginning, we focus relentlessly on customer experience. Hmm. Because ours is not necessarily a repeat category.
Right.
लोग ना रोज गाड़ी खरीदते नहीं है, बेचते नहीं है, right? तो अपने को वो solve करना पड़ता है by giving them a stellar experience. So every experience matters.
Right.
And then that's what we keep teaching our employees. यार हर इम्पॉर्टेंट हर कस्टमर इम्पॉर्टेंट है, उसको एक्सपीरियंस बेस्ट ऑफ द बेस्ट देना है.
राइट
राइट नाउ बेस्ट एक्सपीरियंस डजंट जस्ट ट्रांसलेट इनटू गेटिंग द बेस्ट प्राइस, इट इज वेल बियॉन्ड इट.
दैट्स राइट.
अगर वो गाड़ी नहीं भी बेचा मुझे, नहीं भी खरीदा मुझसे, बट इट टच्ड मी, ही शुड रिमेंबर मी.
राइट.
सो आई थिंक दोज इन्वेस्टमेंट्स, ऑल्दो इनटैंजिबल एंड हार्ड टू मेजर, आर द लॉन्ग टर्म डिविडेंड्स दैट वी विल रीप एट सम पॉइंट. एंड वी ऑलरेडी स्टार्टेड सीइंग दैट बिकॉज वी हैव सीइंग अ लॉट ऑफ रिपीट कमिंग. जो 2018-19 में हमको टच करके गए थे वो आज आ रहे हैं हमारे पास.
राइट.
सो दैट टेल्स देम दैट दे सच अ लॉन्ग रिकॉल कि यू नो दे केम बैक टू अस.
बट एज एन एंटरप्रेन्योर, व्हाट वुड बी द टॉप टू और थ्री थिंग्स दैट यू वुड टेल पीपल हु वांट हु आर बडिंग एंटरप्रेन्योर्स, व्हाट शुड दे डू व्हेन दे हैव टू क्रिएट एन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन व्हिच इज 1000x?
आई थिंक अगर मैं इसको समराइज करूं, इट गोज बैक टू व्हाई यू नो एंटरप्रेन्योर शुड एग्जिस्ट एज अ कैटेगरी. वो वापस आ जाता है कि आप प्रॉब्लम क्या सॉल्व कर रहे हो. हम 8 साल पहले जो प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व कर रहे थे 17,000 गाड़ी पे आ गए, 1000x ऑलमोस्ट ग्रो कर चुके हैं, तब भी आज हम वही प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व कर रहे हैं. सो द प्रॉब्लम हैज़ इम्प्रूव्ड, बट हैव वी सॉल्व्ड इट फुल्ली? नो. शायद हम 1,00,000 गाड़ी जब कर रहे होंगे ना, तब भी हम बोल रहे होंगे कि देयर इज स्टिल लॉट मोर टू सॉल्व.
राइट.
सो वो रिलेंटलेस फोकस ऑन द प्रॉब्लम, कीप इटरेटिंग द सोल्यूशन, शुड बी फंडामेंटल टू योर एग्जिस्टेंस.
राइट. Passion, focus,
yes,
and continuously solve the problem.
Correct.
These are the 4 or 5 things that people should
totally
be bothered about while they're getting.
You summarized it better than I did.
No, I'm just summarizing what you told me, right? I'm just repeating what you told me.
No, एकदम सही बोल रहे हैं आप.
हाँ. What's the plan over the next few years?
So, as part of the next few years, we want to obviously continue to increase our breadth of offerings in India. Go deeper in our current models, go wider by offering.
Who's your brand ambassador by any? You had Sachin Tendulkar, if I'm not mistaken.
No, we had MS Dhoni.
MS Dhoni,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Old days. This is sort of as a philosophy. Now we have over the years invested so significantly in brand now that we see a lot of organic traffic coming in. So we no longer have any representation.
आपने कोई गाड़ी खरीदी अपने ऐप में?
I bought a Corolla Altis.
Favorite movie? Yeah. Do you watch movies?
I watch a ton of English movies, any action movie. I love action movies. I think movie which has left me like just spellbound is Matrix, which is 25 years ago.
Yeah. What's on top of your bucket list?
At this point, it's being spending more time with family, because I think in 40s there are two things that I've come to realize. One is health, the other is family.
What's your favorite travel destination, holiday destination?
अभी तो आगरा ही होता है.
हाँ, आगरा.
घर जाता हूँ तो एक different सुकून मिलता है.
हाँ.
Yeah, for me, holiday is just more of, typically I found it very hard to unwind on holidays.
हाँ.
Where I'm still not able to switch off. मैं constantly emails देखता हूँ, constantly I'm trying to do calls.
Have you ever switched off your phone for 2 hours, other than being on a flight?
नहीं, flight पे भी नहीं होता है.
Domestic flight. Yeah, even then I am typing mails, draft में. So work-holic, unfortunately. So any two or three closing comments for our budding entrepreneurs and for the audience, what they should be doing to become as successful as you are? Advice I give people is don't get enamored by the startups. There are lots of soft stories behind that we don't get to see. Like anything else in life, right? We just see the success. बट कोई रूल नहीं है कि यार कॉलेज से निकला तो पहला तो मैं खुद ही एंटरप्रेन्योर बनूंगा. कोई रूल नहीं है. इफ़ यू हैव आइडिया, व्हाई नॉट? बट इट्स ओके टू, इट्स गुड टू हैव दैट काइंड ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस, बिकॉज इट जस्ट मेक्स यू रियलाइज हाउ द रेस्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड वर्क्स. राइट. सो फाइनली रिचर्ड, सिंस यू टॉक्ड अबाउट एमबीए डिग्री एंड एमबीए हेल्प्स यू टू जस्ट सिंथेसाइज एवरीथिंग, फिल्टर एवरीथिंग, वन वर्ड यू डिस्क्राइब योरसेल्फ? एम्बिशियस. एम्बिशियस. Always ambitious. मरते दम तक रहने वाला हूँ, मुझे ऐसा लगता है. Like I was just talking to someone in my family yesterday, and I was like, कि शायद मैं जब भी मरूँगा, मैं तब तक भी fight मारता रहूँगा. वो ambitious नहीं होता है, वो होता है fighter. उसे कहते हैं fighter. But it was really, really great meeting you. Thank you very much for giving us the time. Thank you, Prashant. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.